Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hi, and welcome to Visible by Numbers, being broadcast on Station 1 on beautiful BBS Radio. This is your host, Allison, and I'm happy you decided to join me tonight. And some of you might be joining me for the first time, so I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself and about the show. You know, I'm a numerologist. I've been doing numerology, probably studying it anyhow, since my childhood. But I've been a professional numerologist for over 8 years now. And I teach workshops all over the U.S. and also do readings for people all across the United States, also internationally. And, yeah, you know, to put it in simple words, numerology is my passion. I love it. And for those of you that are not particularly familiar with numerology, just let me give you a little bit of an explanation. It's really an ancient divination tool that was founded upon the teachings of Pythagoras. And he lived in 560 A.D., and it has roots in ancient cultures such as Rome, Egypt, Greece, China. It even has ties to the Hebrew Kabbalah. It uses ancient knowledge about the spiritual qualities of numbers. It uses your date of birth and your birth name, and from that, numbers are calculated, and the result is your personal numerology chart, which really your personality chart speaks so much about you. And I truly feel that if ever there was an instruction booklet to our lives, numerology would be that manual. It can be used as a method of understanding your deeper nature, your talents, your goals, personality traits, the things that you like and dislike, as well as your opportunities and challenges in life. It gives you insight as to where you're headed and what your destiny might eventually be. And I'm not sure, but I think I already heard a beep, so I'm going to check and see. Did I hear someone beep in? Do we have a caller? Guess not. Oh, hello?
Hi. Are you answering questions this evening?
Sure, I'll be happy to.
Okay. I'm just wondering what you feel will be the most important thing, I guess, in the upcoming year for me.
Sure. I'll tell you what. Why don't you give me your date of birth?
It's May 22nd, 1969.
Okay. So we have, let me hold on one second here. 5/22nd. What was the year again?
69.
Okay. 1969. Okay. Just give me a second here. All righty. So you're kind of looking to see what's upcoming. You're really moving out of a 9 year this year and moving into a 1 year in 2008. You know that you're a 7 life path?
Yeah.
Okay. So you know the meaning of that. You've got a lot of psychic energy going on in your chart. I don't know. I'm pretty sure you must be aware of that. But in the 9 year that you're in, this is a year about your letting go of things, and you may have felt a need to kind of do a clearing in your life, whether it's having to do with relationships, whether it has to do with your job, or it could have to do with where you live or even how you think. But this has been, you know, and sometimes it can be a really difficult thing to work through a 9 year, because really what you're doing is you're getting ready to start a brand new cycle in your life, bring on almost you're going to be working on something new over the next, let's say, 9 years. So as you move into this 1 year, you know, you may have felt a lot of drama in your life this year, and maybe tired and more emotionally drained, but you're going to begin to feel the energy of the 1 year coming in, and certainly this is going to give you some opportunities to begin something new in your life. Like this year was about endings and making space for the new stuff that's coming. And, you know, you're ready to manifest something new in your life. So it's time for some changes. And certainly the universe is going to give you opportunities, new opportunities, to bring in something new in your life. But this is something you're going to do by your own hand. It's not necessarily something that will be given to you, but it's something that, you think of, that's creative, that comes from you. So it's really an important year for you to be very decisive, to be very courageous about, you know, embracing the future and not being afraid. Don't look back. It's not the time to look back, but it's time to look forward. So take advantage of any opportunities that come your way, even if there might be a risk or two involved. The odds are really in your favor, and so this is, you know, all about you beginning something new. This could be something. Sometimes this could be just a new marriage for someone. Sometimes that happens in a 1 year. Maybe beginning a new business, or maybe you've always done something, but this is the year that you want to begin something entirely different. You really got to just believe in yourself. Have a great deal of confidence this year. Your ideas, you're going to be very creative, so you really want to pay attention to, you know, what you're thinking. Whatever you do, don't be indecisive. Just seize the moment, really, is the words for this upcoming year. And there's not to say that in a 1 year there may not be some tests of your character and even tests of your courage in a 1 year. It's only trying to show you your strengths. Trying to show you what you're capable of doing to set the bar a little bit higher. So there may be a few obstacles in the beginning of the year, but that's just, you know, to really kind of help you to be very decisive and very determined in what it is that you're seeking out. So you got to believe in you, know that you can do it, and get ready for some new opportunities. And that's really what's going on with you this upcoming year. Now, let's see, 69, you're how old right now?
I'm 39.
Okay. All right. Well, the other thing, I don't know, but there's a possibility of partnership or working with others or on some level, because the pinnacle that you're in really would suggest partnerships, and certainly it is a number that's very conducive to anything having to do with business. Certainly your sensitivity. I mean, you're a very empathic person or very clairsentient, very feeling person. You know, the two pinnacle really, you up until the age of 47, you really got to operate on working with others, being supportive of others. Even in a 1 year, you know, the supportiveness of that two pinnacle is going to be there. You have really opportunities for doing something very significant in your life, something that can affect humanity, that can make things better for other people. Where you may have felt that you've had a dream of some sort or something that you wanted to do with your life. Mm-hmm. And the 22s that are present in your chart, not only in your day of birth but also in your cycle, suggest that you make up your mind that you want to do something, and God, the universe, and everything that's there in that realm will be supportive of you and help you to bring it to fruition on this planet. So if you have a dream, you know, you want to start bringing forth that dream. Does that make sense to you?
It does, but I guess at this moment I'm still searching for that dream.
You're still trying to figure out what it is you want to do.
Exactly. Like I feel.
Well,
like I'm still searching for my purpose. Why am I here?
Well, your seven life path speaks volumes about why you're here. You really have an opportunity in this lifetime to be a specialist at something, and I would really suggest to you that whatever you're interested in, and I would think that you would be interested in something having to do with the metaphysical, whether it's numerology itself, palmistry, astrology, tarot, psychic, mediumship, or whatever, holistic healing, you really need to pick something and really study it to the point of becoming an expert or a specialist at it. And that really is part of your path. And you have an ability to bring forth spiritual information that's not on this planet at this time. You really need to pay attention to your gut instincts, your gut feelings. Meditation is very important for you. You've got tremendous psychic ability. Are you aware of your psychic ability?
I've been told that I'm intuitive, and part of me feels... I think that's always been my strength, but I haven't been able to hone in on it, and I haven't been able to believe in it either, or to go with my intuition enough.
Well, so you're skeptic. Like, yeah, go ahead. Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, I guess I don't have faith in what it is, or I don't know it enough to go with it.
Well, your seven life path, and they tend to be the most skeptical of all the numbers, and it's really kind of funny because they're also the number of a person who's very much drawn towards the metaphysical. And so with you, even with the things that happen with you that would be psychic, you're going to be very skeptical of it and maybe even reason it away or chalk it up to coincidence or discount it in some way. But truly, the seven has a great deal of psychic ability and it's a very clear feeling on things. So it's not that you have a gift with clairsentience. That's very strong in your chart. So I would journal that and also meditate on that. But I really see you as being a specialist in something. And truly, you know, when I do a reading just based on the date of birth, I can't see all that there is in this chart because your name is also very important and it does give information that adds to what I have to say. You can always email me your name on your birth certificate.
Okay.
With your date of birth and send it to me to my email address. You can find it right there on the front page of BBS.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll take a look at that and I'll give you an answer in the email. How's that sound?
Wow, that's gonna be amazing.
Okay, I'd be happy to do that for you.
Okay, that's excellent. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I feel like you've illuminated my path even more. And it's been shrouded in mystery, so this is wonderful.
Well, I think numerology really is, you know that you're a seven life path, so, you know, I don't know how much you know about that, but you really have to honor that you're wise, old, sage, Buddha energy, and you are different than other people and always will be. You see things differently. You feel things differently. And your purpose really is one of thought. And sevens are tendency to live in their heads. But you do have tremendous ability to even do what I do. Find something that you love. And
yeah.
It doesn't matter what your numbers are. If you will go in the direction of your numbers to find what it is you love. You always will. But once you find what you love and you work on it, you concentrate on it, you spend time thinking about it, you manifest that. And so if you're going to spend all your time doing something, you might as well do what you love. So, email me and I'll take a look at everything and I'll tell you what I see, okay?
Okay, that would be amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, dear.
Okay, have a good evening.
You too.
And Happy New Year.
Yeah, you too. All right.
Okay.
Thanks for
calling.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. So I was talking about what numerology was, and caller called in, and, you know, that's really what I am here for every Monday night. We bring on some really great guests here on Visible by Numbers, but also when I'm here on the show, I'm here to do readings for people, and I'd be happy to answer your questions about numerology. It could be maybe you're studying it and you have a question. I know that when I was reading the hundreds of books that I've read, I wished that there was somebody that I could call and talk to, so I'd be happy to answer your numerology questions to the best of my ability. Also, I'm here to talk about the numbers. So maybe you're seeing repetitive numbers in your life and you would like to know what their meaning is. You can call into the show. And just like I did for our caller, I'd be happy to do a reading for you based upon your date of birth. We are going to be talking about 2009 and what that means to all of you with your personal years tonight. But the lines are open for the duration of this show. So you're welcome to call in with your questions, and I would love to do a reading for you. So I'm going to give you those toll-free numbers. You can call from the USA toll-free at 877-876-5227. You can also call the station Canada from Canada at 888-815-8255. 9756. And you can call the station direct at 530-876-3222. And just give me a call. I'd be happy to answer your questions or do a reading for you. So I was talking about numerology. I was talking about what it is. And one of the things that I wanted to discuss tonight was, 2009. And I'm going to be going over how to find your personal year number and what they mean. But I also want to talk about the year 2009 in general, and what does that mean, and what do I see in 2009. Now, I said from the very get-go, when the year 2000 came in, the number two, this is talking about cooperation with each other. It's talking about peace and harmony, being tactful. And I think ever since the 2000s have come in, this has been a very important trend that we find that we're going in. And the nine in 2009 to me is it really represents the humanitarian, and that we all are citizens of the world. And I really feel a very strong energy when I look at 2009, that there will be events that come in 2009 directly related to something that affects us internationally or ties us together as citizens of the world. And I feel that on some level that we may be in a real way reaching out to help our fellow brothers and sisters throughout the world because of the configuration of that. And I'm going to put that conversation on hold for a second, make a little notation here on my paperwork so I don't forget where I was. And I'm going to take a caller because I know I hear somebody calling in. Who's calling, please?
Hi, my name is Lisa. How are you this evening?
I am fine, Lisa. How are you?
Great. My birth date's 3663, and I was just kind of curious for the new year what you felt was coming up, if maybe there might be a relationship or something or whatever may be coming up.
Well, alrighty then. All right, so we're going to look at relationships here. Okay. All right. Well, for you, 2009 is definitely, hello, bring on the relationship, okay? You definitely, let me check this here, I believe, soulmate relationship. We're not just talking, this might be one that will knock your socks off. It's there's timing for everything, and the 2 year will bring about relationships, but also soulmate relationships. So if that's what you need to know, I would definitely put thumbs up for that for you for next year. The other thing here, you're in some seven pinnacles. Now, I don't know if this has been part of what's been, if you've been feeling a little bit on the lonely side or feeling as though you've kind of been in your own little world or, felt isolated from people. But you've been in like seven pinnacles for, let's see, how old are you right now?
I guess 45.
Okay. You were in one from 36 to 44 and you're in another one from 45 to 53. So the seven pinnacles are not necessarily all that easy to deal with because they're not necessarily conducive to relationships. They're not really conducive to marriage. But they also say with 7 years you can also meet your soulmate in. So again, I'm going to go with a soulmate for you for 2009. So when you meet them, I think there might be something a little bit more than sparks flying. But I do think that a certain, I don't know if you were married prior to the age of 35 and if that marriage ended in divorce.
Yes, this is true.
Okay. Because your first pinnacle prior to age 35 definitely was not conducive. You would have gotten married, but it wouldn't have lasted. And I don't know if you've been alone all this time.
I was in a relationship from like 01 to 07.
Okay. But it didn't turn into anything?
Yeah. No.
Marriage, or was it?
I let it go.
Okay.
It wasn't
all
healthy.
Right. No. Okay. Well, the one thing I would say to you, being in the seven energy, is with the pinnacle kind of having a certain amount of influence here, is, you know, you've got to sometimes be able to communicate your need for your space. You know what I mean? That, you know, some people like to cozy on up and hang all over people and be with them 24/7, but you may not quite feel that. You may feel more of a desire, perhaps to let's just say, have your own time or your alone time or something along those lines. So I would say that you want to just communicate that, your independence, to people and let them understand that you're a more independent person and that you do like your space, but it doesn't affect how you love someone. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. And then, and always keep those lines of communication open, because you could be a little bit misunderstood because of that. And so that would be the one little bit of advice. If I look down towards your personal month upcoming, I would really think that, April would be a really good month for you to, if you've met somebody prior to that, that would be when the relationship would get a little bit deeper, or there'd be more of a commitment in April, okay? And, you know, very possibly September being that magic month where, you know, this becomes, you know, the love of your life sort of a situation. So I see you right in alignment with this upcoming. I think you feel it too, don't you?
Yeah. I just wondered, do you see me meeting this person before April?
Well, you could meet them anytime. Yes. January looks to be as though that's going to be a social month for you, and I would really suggest that you go out and smile at everybody in January. I mean, just plaster a smile on your face and accept any social invitations that come your way. But I'm just saying that if you meet someone prior to April, that the April is a month that'll create a deepening and more commitment to that relationship. You've got the whole year. So you just basically want to have your, make yourself available. You cannot meet somebody sitting in your living room. You need to make yourself available. If your friends call and ask for you to go somewhere, accept the invitations, dress up pretty and put a smile on your face, and, you know, truly, you've got a whole year to work on this. And the energy is there for you to meet someone for the entire year. So just get out there and know that it's, the timing is right.
Okay.
Okay.
I appreciate all that you've shared with me, and I love your program. This is the first time I've listened, and I really, really think it's cool.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate your saying so.
You're welcome.
And thank you for listening.
Bye.
All righty. Bye-bye. Bye. Okay, so wonderful. 2 years are always really good for meeting your soulmate, so, and it's really nice that that's what she's looking for, so I was glad to deliver that information. I was talking about 2009, and, you know, when you add that 2 plus the 0 plus the 0 plus the 9 across, you got yourself an 11. And the 11 is a master number, so next year is an 11 year for the universal number, meaning for the universe. Personal year energy, what I've been talking about with the people that have been calling in, applies simply to us. But universal applies to everyone on the planet. So next year is an 11 year. So it's a big deal coming up next year. And you know what? I got another beep, so I'm going to put this conversation on hold again. And I'm going to see who's calling. Hi, who's calling?
Hi, Allison. It's Winston.
Can you say your name again?
It's Winston.
Hi, Winston. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Love your
show. What can
show.
I do? Thank you.
If you could just possibly go over my number, please. It's July 2nd, 1969.
Okay. July 2nd, 1969, correct?
That is correct.
All right. Let's just... So let's see here. Sorry. Okay. And seven. Wow. you're moving into an 11 year next year, Winston.
11 year?
It's an 11 year. Okay. One of the things I want to point out right here is your seven life paths. Your life path number, the way that it's configured, does talk about some karma here. So you've pulled in a past life lesson that you're working on throughout this lifetime. I don't know if you're aware of that or not. Would you like me to explain that to you?
I would, yes, if you wouldn't mind.
No, not at all. Whenever the way yours is configured, is it's a 16 before we reduce it to a 7. And the 16 is a karmic number. And so in a past life, Winston, what really went on is more than likely you were involved in a love affair or a relationship of some sort. And because of your involvement, somebody somewhere lost their family, or they lost all that they had and had to begin their lives over again. Imagine, if you will, let's say a relationship where two people fell in love and one is married. And, you know, the person who the other person was married to, obviously, if their husband leaves them, they're going to have to begin their life again and start over again. So on some level, your soul is seeking to perhaps experience that in this lifetime, to see what that felt like, to understand that which you did to another in a past life. Now, people like to think of karma as being punishment, but I look at karma as being a free will choice on your soul's part to try to comprehend this, to gain some insight, to grow in consciousness. And so this is really a beautiful thing rather than a punishment. But this 16 is really going to cause for you in your life that there may be times where you've had to start over again, where you may have thought it was your fault, but it probably was the karma, which may have, you know, you had to begin your life again. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. Yeah, that makes very much sense.
Okay. So, and it helps you to understand the love of a family, the importance of a family, what the loss of a family is like, working through family relationships. You may even have martyred yourself for a family, for the love of your family, or for a relationship, in the end to lose the relationship. The one thing about your life path, though, it's a journey in faith for you throughout your lifetime. I mean, because the seven is really the higher vibration. It's the sage, the seeker, the speaker of the seeker of the truth, someone who looks beneath the surface, someone who delves deeper than other people, someone who sees the soul in all things. You're the thinker. You are the person who really is drawn towards the metaphysical, towards spiritual philosophy, who comes in with a great deal of past life knowledge, but also a great deal of wisdom. And your journey in this lifetime really is not so much about learning, but you really are remembering these things that you already know. And so it's a very spiritual life path that you're on. And truly you are a specialist, so you can learn something or study something to the point of being an expert at it, and possibly teaching others, sharing your wisdom about those things. Mm-hmm. I think that you're very psychic yourself, a very clairsentient, very feeling. Meditation is always very important for someone who has a seven in their chart. You need your space. You need your alone time. Because you need time to process things. You really are the great observer. There's nothing that you miss. You don't miss a trick. But also, it's in those quiet times when you're thinking that you come up with a great deal of insight about things. And as I was telling the other caller, sometimes sevens can actually bring forth spiritual wisdom that's never been on this planet before. So it's really important that you take the time to think and to spend time alone and to do those meditations. You're an old soul, Winston. I don't know if you're aware of that, but it shows up in your chart.
Okay.
Your biggest challenge in life has been a 5. Earlier on, I would say probably the first 40 years of your life, and this challenge really can create a lot of chaos in your life, ups mm-hmm. and downs and changes, things constantly changing for you. What really makes me want to embrace you is when I look at your pentacles, and truly I would want to hug you because I want to hug you.
I really want to hug you for your first three pentacles, which are all nines. And, you know, I know that you've not studied numerology, but one of my most favorite numerologists is Juno Jordan. She's considered to be the grandmother of numerology. And Juno said in one of her books that one can only imagine what the soul seeks when they have all nine pentacles. And you, my dear, have three out of four pentacles are nines. And so your whole life up until the age of 47, you know, has been a big, huge lesson in compassion, unconditional love, forgiveness, letting go, being of service to others, helping those that are less fortunate. Certainly, this is a lot of artistic energy as well, but this is the humanitarian. This is a citizen of the world. This is a spiritual seeker, the spiritual teacher. There's extreme potential in those pentacles, but there's also many lessons about unconditional love. You know, I got to tell you, it's easy to love charming people, but it's those really, you know, tough people that need the unconditional love, so I'm sure you've crossed a few bears in your lifetime having those pentacles. Yeah, I'm sure you have. But all of it serves to give you that great compassion, you know, maybe being a victim at times in your life, which teach you what that feels like, so that down the road when you meet somebody who needs help, you're the first person to reach out to help them. So there's a great deal of learning about probably the God-like what he wants us all to be, which is to love unconditionally. You know, that's asking a lot out of a human, but that's really been, you know, the theme of the first 47 years, you know, in your chart. Now, if we want to concentrate on next year for you specifically, Winston, what I would tell you is it's an 11 year, all year long. So, you know, we want to talk about the psychic stuff. And I'm really feeling that you are going to experience, you know, if not accelerated, I would have to say some mystical, metaphysical, or religious experiences next year, where you're going to feel that your connection to the spiritual realm is heightened. There may be an awakening of sorts for you, or a sense of illumination through whatever you experience next year. I feel that your sensitivity will be heightened. You know, you might be more sensitive than ever. And definitely, you're going to sense far more than you realize, meaning your awareness about people and places and the environment and everything is going to expand next year. It's a year of great inner development for you, and you may be presented with an opportunity to be a messenger of some sort. I don't know if you've been working on something that is your truth, something that's maybe has to do with the spiritual that's true for you, but you may be given the opportunity next year to share that message with the world or on a much bigger scale. So you could actually be put in the limelight next year as well. The one thing that can happen in 11 years, sometimes you got to close a door in order to open a new door, you know, so maybe you may have to let go of something in order to move forward with this new enlightenment that you have. But it's a very significant year for you. Can you, I'm just curious, Winston, what do you do?
I work for a heating company and doing service work.
And how do you feel about your own psychic ability or your growth spiritually?
Oh, I've been expanding a lot on my on that. Actually, I've really started looking into a lot of different avenues for kind of expanding the knowledge on stuff that's just not the everyday. I love numerology. I watch your or get into your show as much as possible. Anything new, astrology or anything like that, I really love it. I don't know what would be the best alternative for me to, or the best path, I guess, for me to follow.
Well, again, you can be a specialist. Your problem might be liking so many different things and trying to pick one, but I would really encourage you to pick one thing and work at that, because sometimes when you study something in depth, it has so much more to offer you as far as enlightenment than if you were to study five things halfway. You understand?
Yeah.
It's kind of like being a jack of all trades, master of none. So if you like numerology, then by all means, you know, maybe you certainly could be a numerologist. You might be a brilliant numerologist. You have the capacity to be able to understand this and to be very insightful and very intuitive in your readings. You might be able to, you know, do what I do someday. So I would go with what you're most interested in. When I say that you could do what I'm doing, I'm not kidding. I'm being absolutely serious with you. So, yeah, if it fascinates you, if it entertains your mind, if you need to know more and it drives you crazy until you understand it, you found the right thing, Winston.
Excellent.
Okay? But I really think next year is going to be a big deal year for you.
Great.
Okay?
That's excellent. Thank you very much, Allison.
Well, you're very welcome, and thank you for listening to the show.
Thank you. Have a happy new year, by the way.
You too, Winston.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay. All right, so getting back, talking about the fact that 2009 is an 11 year, okay, master numbers. And, you know, you just heard me talk about an 11 year to Winston, okay, because he's moving into an 11 year next year. So everything that I said to him, apply it universally to the world next year. And I was a little bit interested, so what I did is I did a little bit of research. And I looked up years that added that were 11 years in the past, and I looked to see what may or may not have happened during 11 years historically. One thing that we do know is the year 1901, the stock market crashed for the very first time in 1901, which would have been an 11 year. I saw very many interesting things in 11 years. The weather being one of them. Also strange things in the skies, asteroids, also earthquakes. There was several very strong, memorable earthquakes that came along in 11 years. So I really think that it's in a very significant year, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about it after I get done with my next caller. So stick with me here. I know I got somebody else on the line, so who's calling, please?
My name is Karen.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm pretty good. What can I do for you?
Well, I'd like to know what our coming year is going to be.
Okay. Can you give me your date of birth, please?
2/22/47.
Did you say 1947?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. All right. I'm so glad. I had an echo on that first call, but thank God it's gone away, so I'm a happy camper right now. Okay. Because I couldn't hear very well on that first call, and I was hearing everything I said was echoing, but now I can hear myself. I'm not hearing myself.
Oh, so that's good. I hate when that happens.
Yeah, I was having a really hard time with that for that first caller, so I'm glad. What I want to talk to you about is 2009 for you is an 8-year for you. So I just came out of an 8-year this year. I'm coming out of an 8-year. It was a wonderful year for me in the sense that, you know, I've been working really hard at what I've been doing. And you know, the reason why I do what I do is to be of service and to help others. And I'm not necessarily the kind of person that, you know, runs around saying how great I am. I tend to just, I think if you do good work, good things happen. Mm-hmm. And I had such a fantastic year with, recognition for my work, and the number of emails that I got from clients and from people saying really nice things about my work. So one of the things that you have to look forward to next year is everything that you've been doing over the past 7 years, you will be recognized for it, and you will have people patting you on the back and saying nice things. Your hard work will not go unnoticed next year. As a matter of fact, you'll be rewarded for it next year. This can come in the form of a promotion or money. It is your money year. So you should be making more money next year than you have in any of the previous years, leading up to that, the previous 7 years. Now, that is based upon effort. So there is a contingency there. If you've been a slacker for the past 7 years, it's not going to be too big of a reward. But if you've been working really hard at whatever it is you've been doing, you're going to have really big rewards in 2009 financially. This year also will bring around you powerful and influential people who can possibly help you out or offer you some opportunities with your career to help you to expand. So look for them. And you definitely want to, you know, be as efficient as possible and very practical all year long. Take advantage of any opportunities for advancement. You're definitely coming into your power next year and mastery. The major things is there's big improvements with your finances. But it's also time you've got to use good judgment in almost everything all year. Don't be focused so much on the money, but you will be. You might even end up talking in dollar and cents next year, but be focused on what you can achieve in the year. You know, maybe set some goals, work towards them, because really progress is where you're going next year.
I want to set a line of purses.
You sell purses?
That's what I want to do. I want to start a line of purses this year.
Okay, but what did you do prior to this year?
We have an upholstery shop.
Okay.
My husband's a great upholsterer.
And are you using the upholstery fabric for the purses?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Because basically kind of like you're kind of working in the same, doing kind of the same thing. So I even if you're going to start a business, go ahead and start it in the 8 year. It's still tied to your hard work and what you've been doing. I think you should have a pretty good success at it, and possibly look for somebody important that might help promote your work or give you an opportunity with your line of purses. Okay, because you will have more opportunities.
Something else instead of that.
Excuse me, dear.
Something else instead of that?
No, I'm not saying to do with something else. I think it is tied into what you've been doing. So what did you help your husband with his business, or what did you do prior to that?
Prior to working at the upholstery shop with my husband?
Well, what have you been doing for the last 7 years?
So married to him for five before that. I used to paint. And I got away from that after my first husband had passed away. He was ill for a long time. And so I stopped my painting. And then when I married my husband now, he had an upholstery business. So I learned how to pick up materials and, you know, show materials to people and, you know, decorating.
Sure. Well, then you've been working. This is what you've been working at.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all tied into that. So go ahead and do the purse. Go ahead and bring those purses. Bring that business in. It's a really positive year for money for you. So I think you should do really well at it right out of the gate because it is tied into what you've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel very positive about it for you. How old are you exactly right now?
I'm 61.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Well, I do think that you can take a risk right now and take, and go ahead, make some changes in your life. If that's what you want to do. You're in a five pinnacle. It allows for that. I want to tell you to just try to promote it as best as possible. Do the best you can to get the word out there about your purses, about your business. Feel free to do some networking. I really think that you can really build a heck of a business from this, and you are artistic. That's why upholstery business, if you're using your artistic eye to buy the fabrics, and now you want to use your artistic eye to take those fabrics and turn it into something creative like a purse, that's right up your alley because you have a lot of artistic ability in your chart. The one thing I would just tell you is believe in yourself, dear. You got to work on your confidence and your self-worth, and believe that you can do it. And that's been one of your biggest challenges in life. So I would really kind of push you in that direction of, you know, give yourself pep talks and be nice to yourself and love yourself and believe you can do this, okay?
Thank you very, very much. I appreciate
that. You're welcome. good luck.
You have a good, wonderful new year.
You too, dear.
Thank you very much.
Thank
okay,
you,
bye-bye.
Dear. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. All righty. All right, so we're talking about that 11 for a minute and the fact that next year is an 11 year, okay? So, you know, 11's really, it's really wonderful things because I really think that there can be some tremendous scientific discoveries in an 11 year. I think that that is something that we can look forward to. I do think that the trend towards spiritual philosophy will be even stronger next year. I wouldn't even be surprised if finally science is able to validate some of what spirituality says is true about our energy, our souls, and where we come from and about the different dimensions. I would not be the least bit surprised to see science validating some of that next year. I do think that everything comes to the limelight. I think that it'll be a year maybe making us a little bit nervous, maybe a little fearful, because everything is going to hit the limelight next year. It's going to be an unpredictable year for us. I think there's a possibility of controversial behaviors, but definitely there's a big tie to humanitarian things. So I think maybe there may be some events that really teach us to reach out and to help our weaker brothers and sisters and to help those that are in need. And I really can, I feel, to a certain extent, I feel that there's a big message coming to humanity next year. And for that, I'm very excited. But also at the same time, the 11 is never an easy vibration. It's never easy for people to have it in their charts. It's not easy sometimes when it's present. It's asking a lot of you. So there's part of me that's a little bit treading lightly as I look to 2009 and I realize that it's an 11 year. So with that being said, I'm going to take my next caller. Who's calling, please?
Laurel.
Can you say your name again?
Laurel.
L-A-U-R-E-L. Okay. And what can I do for you?
I was just wondering about next year. My birth date's 2344.
So your birth date is 2-3-1944?
Yes.
Okay, dear. Just give me a second here. Okay. So what's coming for you for next year? Well, I'll tell you what's coming for you for next year. It's going to be a year for you, I think, of your priorities are going to really shift. And I really feel that this is going to be a year of some inner reflection for you. In a 7 year, we don't want to place a great deal of emphasis on career. We may very well have a job that we go to every day. But where we want to place our emphasis is on kind of self-exploration. It's about like taking a spiritual journey. So next year for you is more of a inward journey. It's a year that would probably want you to take some more time to rest, more time to think and reflect upon your life. Oftentimes in a 7 year, we feel a little withdrawn. We might be an outgoing person, but our 7 year comes around and we may feel the need or desire to spend a little bit more time alone. And you might even feel as though you need this alone time. And you might be questioning maybe some deeper things in your life, such as, why you're here, or you might look at the past and work through maybe some past emotional traumas, or you might decide to pick up some books on spiritual philosophy or go to some workshops or go to, do that sort of thing to do some work in that arena. It's definitely going to be a year where you need to take up the meditation, spend some time exploring inside of you and get in touch with your soul, with your intuition. You may feel the need to take stock of who you are as a person and what's important to you and to reexamine your life and maybe perfect your life. How do you want to spend the rest of your life? Where do you want to go? It's a very spiritual energy, so you might have some spiritual experiences, you know, metaphysical, paranormal things happening? You might meet people. You already are?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I've been doing this for some time now.
Well, then, if you've been doing it for some time, next year is going to really heighten that for you. It's going to really intensify that for you. It will give you an opportunity, perhaps, to share your wisdom about what you've learned with others, or even to meet a spiritual teacher of some sort. Also, if there's anything that's been hidden in your life, let's say maybe some deep, dark secret in a closet somewhere, be aware that can be brought out to the surface in a 7 year. So don't be afraid of the truth. Like I said, don't be terribly concerned with your business. Put it on autopilot, because what the universe wants you to do next year is take some time off. It wants you to work on your inner self. It wants you to work on your faith, your soul. It's a time for you to maybe learn something or teach yourself or do some research. But it's a time for an inner growth more so than an outer growth. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And let me just look right here. You really have tremendous potential as far as understanding things spiritual. You know, that's very much written, especially at this time in your life. And I do think that, you know, since the age of 50 even, you've been working with some master energy. So, you know, the spiritual awakening, the illumination, those experiences, the psychic stuff really has come into your life big time, especially after the age of 50. So, you know, this is all a journey for you where you're supposed to be putting some emphasis on those things.
Well, I've been vibrating. I just can't seem to get any further.
You've been vibrating, but what?
But I don't get any further. That's it. I've just been playing with them. Now I'm starting to get interested in that remote viewing.
Oh, you're trying to... Okay. Well, you know, practice. You know, not everything is immediate. Do you meditate at all?
Yes, I do.
Do you do it daily?
Pardon?
Do you do it on a daily basis?
Yes, I do. Uh-huh.
Okay.
2 or 3 times a day.
Wow. All right. Well, good for you. Well, then you're all set for next year. You don't even have to do any improvements. You're already doing it.
Well, I think I've pretty much got there, but I'm just not quite. I'm just so close, and I can't seem to get any further.
Well, don't say that. First off, don't say that. Okay?
Okay.
Because you're defeating yourself as soon as those words come out of your mouth. You need to say, yes, I can. I believe that I can. I know that I can. It's happening. And you need to be more positive in your approach. Not a defeatist, but to be very positive. And, you know, whatever it is that you want to do with your own abilities, with your exploration into the metaphysical, you know, be very positive. Write those things down. I can do it. And don't ever let those words come out of your mouth again.
Okay? All right. Because
you could be a little bit of a skeptic. You might be discounting what you're getting or poo-pooing it, or maybe it's not good enough, or maybe whatever. And so you keep putting yourself...
I keep thinking, maybe I'm
hallucinating, you know.
Hello?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I heard a guy's voice, so I don't really know what that was. Okay.
No.
Did you hear the guy's voice, or was it just me?
No, it was just you. I didn't hear
that. Okay, good.
I hear things, but not that.
Okay. Well, I guess they're saying, okay. So I heard the guy's voice, but anyhow, don't discount it. You really need to, like, totally embrace it and believe in it, and don't try to dissect it. Don't be too skeptical. I'm not saying that a healthy dose of skepticism isn't very important, because it is important. However, sometimes we can just totally throw away the experience because we don't allow it. So just be open to it, believe that it's possible, and don't dissect it so harshly, okay? Don't be such
All
a skeptic, okay?
Okay. All right, thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. One more thing, can I ask you real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to just give you a couple of quick tips. Do you see things in your mind's eye at all?
Yes.
Okay, because I do think that you feel things, but I also think that you can see them. So I would really suggest, you know that movie screen in your head where you, when you're daydreaming, where you see stuff?
Yeah.
Pay attention to that screen.
Okay.
Okay, do you see things out of the corner of your eye?
Oh, yes.
Okay, well, then you're seeing things. That's clairvoyance. So, you know.
I believe I'm really close, but like I said, I.
Yes, you can.
Yes,
like
I can.
Like you said. Yes, I can. And so I expect you to call me up in a couple of months and tell me, Allison, yes, I did. Okay?
Okay, I will.
All righty, dear. Good luck.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
All righty. Bye-bye. All right, everybody. It's almost amazing how much time flies when you're having fun. I do want to mention to everyone that I'm going to be on Joseph Tittle's show, Messages from the Other Side, January 1st from 1 to 3 p.m. You can go to www.josephtittle.com and tune into the show. Joseph's going to be giving his predictions for 2009. You might remember him from America's Psychic Challenge. He is an amazing medium and psychic, and I'm really delighted to be able to join him on his show and offer my numerology perspective on 2009. And the one thing I'd like to say in closing to all of you, it is the beginning of a new year, and we all make our resolutions to try to better our lives in the upcoming year. And my wish for all of you this year is that you resolve to be kinder and more loving and more tolerant of each other. Live each day in a place of gratitude, counting your blessings rather than dwelling on what we feel is lacking in our lives. Greet each person with respect and honor the divine journey their soul has undertaken. We truly underestimate the beauty and the courage of our souls. Know that each and every day, everything is exactly as it should be, and we are all on course with our destinies. Perhaps not always being able to see the course or the direction or understand immediately the purpose of the events in our lives, but eventually in time, the reason is revealed to us and we grow wiser and more enlightened each and every time. Our souls triumph with each and every experience, good or bad. So I wish you all abundant blessings in the new year. I send you all love and good night. See you next week.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.